Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM, and we're pleased to welcome to our program, as always, this young lady from the Surrey and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension, the Family and Consumer Education Agent, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining us.
I am. Thank you.
Well, we have a very special event that's coming up this Friday, so I want to start off the program by talking about that. And this is the one that in the past, every time I've talked to you about it, it's always scared me a little bit. It's kind of daunting. And this is unlocking those mysteries of prescription, Medicare prescription drug plans. And we got to do that this time of year, right?
It is open enrollment period for Medicare prescription drug plans as well as Medicare Advantage plans. And on Friday, November 18th from 10 to 12 at the Elkin Center of Surrey Community College, we'll be holding an event to just give people some good information.
And this event, do they need to register in advance for it?
If they would call the Extension office in Dobson at 336-401-8025, we'd love to know how many people to expect, just so we'll make sure to have enough handouts and some prizes and refreshments. It's an opportunity to get some great information as well as have some fun, just to make this topic that's really not a whole lot of fun a little bit more enjoyable.
Let's delve into the topic just a little bit. Carmen, if you will, give us an idea what's going to be discussed and what the options are, if you can.
Well, every year during open enrollment period, people with Medicare have the opportunity to change prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans. And often we'll hear individuals say, well, I just like the plan I have. I don't really need to change. But there are some significant differences in plans this year, as there are every year.
Mm-hmm.
The deductible has gone up to $400. It's the maximum amount. And last year, it wasn't that expensive. So we need to make sure people are just aware that if they have a plan that has a deductible, that they prepare for that at the beginning of the year. The formularies for these drug plans change from year to year. So it might be that all the medicines that you're taking are covered this year, but next year they may not be. And then the prices of those medicines have changed. I spoke with one gentleman last week, and he said, I really like my plan. I'm just going to keep it. I only pay a dollar for each one of my prescription drugs. And when we looked up this year, or for 2017, the cost of his medicines was going to go to $10 for each prescription drug. And, you know, if you take several medications each month, that can add up much more quickly than those $1 he was paying for this year.
Now, do you have any good news for us? Any of these plans change for the better?
Well, the good news is that the Department of Insurance actually provides resources to help people figure out what's going to be the best plan for them. And we don't sell anything. We don't, you know, it's completely unbiased. It's just an educational session to help people figure out and make those decisions without having any additional stress. So we also help individuals who are new to Medicare. If somebody's getting ready to turn 65 or is going to have Medicare due to disability, mm-hmm. we can help those individuals as well. So it's just an opportunity to come and get some good information and hopefully make that decision-making process a little bit easier.
Our guest is Carmen Long, Family and Consumer Science, Consumer Education with Surrey and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension. We're talking about the Medicare prescription drug plans at sign-up time. Carmen, what are some of the things that people need to consider when they're choosing a plan?
Well, we need to make sure when we talk with an individual that they have a list of all their medications, because what we do or what we can instruct them on how to do is actually go to the Medicare.gov website, and it will prioritize the plans for them. So that makes it much, much easier based on the medications that they're actually taking. There's no use having a plan if it's not going to cover the drugs that an individual needs. Definitely, we need to have their list of medications when they come and talk with us, or if we speak with them, they need to have that close by so that we can refer back to that. It's just really interesting, the differences in these plans, and it's almost like playing a game. I was very competitive in playing Monopoly and Life and those kinds of games, and still enjoy those today, but I like to win, and I want to save as much money as I can or get as much money as I can, and that's kind of the way these drug plans how we look at that is, you know, you have so much income that you can spend on medical expenses. And if we can save money here and there, that gives you more income that you can do other things with that might be a lot more fun than paying for prescription drugs.
I never would have guessed that you're competitive, Carmen. This event is, tell us again, it's this Friday, the 18th.
It is this Friday at the Elkins Center of Surrey Community from 10 to 12. And if people will call the extension office at 401-8025, we can get you signed up. And, you know, there's a lot of the information that we have available is through the computer. And a lot of our older adults either don't have access to a computer or may just not feel real comfortable using one. So if they have family members or friends, if you have a parent or a loved one that, you know, you feel like could benefit from this program, encourage them to come or maybe come with them. Two heads are better than one on a lot of these situations when we're trying to make decisions. It's nice when support is given to individuals who might be having to make this decision.
That is a great idea. And this is on Friday from 10 to noon. Carmen, let's talk about something else. It's well, it's upon us. It's the holidays. Let's talk about that holiday challenge.
And maybe this is a little bit more fun of a topic. I don't know. For some of it can be just as daunting as Medicare. But every year during the holidays, we are so tempted with lots of delicious foods and goodies. And we might be off our schedule a little bit as far as squeezing in some time for exercise. So we have a program called the Eat Smart, Move More, Maintain, Don't Gain Holiday Challenge. And our goal during this period from now through New Year's is really not to lose weight. If we can just keep from gaining the average 5 pounds that a lot of people gain during the holidays, that is definitely our goal. That is not the gift we want to give ourselves. It's extra weight that often we don't lose once the holidays are over. So we have lots of different tools available for individuals who would like to sign up for this challenge.
You're right. The danger of that putting that 5 pounds on is that it doesn't go off. So you start adding that year to year and you're in big trouble not too far down the road.
You're in big trouble. Their little motto with this challenge is the only thing that should be stuffed this holiday season is the turkey. So there's all kinds of weekly newsletters and daily tips, things on like surviving a holiday party, how to host a healthy Thanksgiving, and managing holiday stress. There's prizes and weekly winners, recipes. There's actually a support group that's through myfitnesspal.com. Mm-hmm. There's just all kinds of information to hopefully make this be a little bit easier for people to achieve.
Now, how do people access all this information?
We can actually sign people up at www.esmm for Eat Smart, Move More, wayless.com. Or if they want to call the extension office, we can give them some information about it. Or if an individual doesn't have access to a computer, we could actually sign them up that direction. It's just a fun way to hopefully make ourselves be a little bit more accountable during the holiday season. One of the new things this year is they're going to do a virtual walking race.
Oh, really?
Which, with my competitive spirit, sounds like might be kind of a fun thing. You keep track of your steps, and you're actually doing a walk through Iceland. Not anywhere I really want to go, but something fun to maybe motivate me to take a few extra steps each day.
Glad that's a virtual walkthrough.
Yeah. I actually have enjoyed this warmer weather. It has given me an opportunity to get outside and enjoy being out and not being so chilly. A little bit rare for this time of year, but we'll take it while we have it.
Absolutely. Carmen Long is our guest, family and consumer education agent with Surrey and Allegheny Cooperative Extension Offices. And we're talking about the holiday challenge. And obviously part of that is eating smart, eating right. But that also kind of plays into something else you want to talk about this morning, too, right, Carmen?
As another side note, November is actually Diabetes Awareness Month. We have so many individuals in our community that have already been diagnosed with diabetes, but there's a lot of individuals who are pre-diabetic or don't even know that they have it. So when we think about diabetes, it's something that affects a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And so the theme for this year's educational program is diabetes. Managing diabetes, it's not easy, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
And when we think about some of the risk factors related to to diabetes and some of the health-related problems. People who have diabetes are more susceptible or more likely to have heart attacks, strokes, kidney disease, vision loss, things that are really, really serious. And so if we can take some steps to balance our diabetes by being a little bit more physically active or maintaining a healthy weight, making some healthy food choices, and taking medications as prescribed, we can avoid some of those very, very serious situations, or at least put them off for a while. So our goal is to actually help individuals who have diabetes, and there are things that we can do as family members and friends. Just being a good listener, making sure if that individual who's diabetic would like to have some reminders about doctor visits or when to check their blood sugar or when to take medications, things that we could do to make their lives a little bit easier. And with Thanksgiving coming up, one of the things that I had thought about is if we could do some things during our Thanksgiving meals so that they could enjoy that meal and not feel guilty about eating things that they might not should have.
Sure.
But if we could just make that be an opportunity for them to be thankful for all their many blessings, but also eat well and enjoy some of the foods with some modifications to make them be a little bit healthier for them. So.
Well, I think the good thing is that diabetes is manageable, but you must educate yourself and you must do the right things.
And denying it or just avoiding the topic, a lot of people, when we talk with them, they just say, well, I'm just going to take the medication and not really worry about it. Mm. And if we did pay a little bit more attention to what we were eating, or if we just did a little bit of physical activity, we might could improve our health and just feel a whole lot better. So as family members and friends, if we have the opportunity, serve some healthier side dishes or desserts. Find some things that you could do together that would encourage some physical activity. Go take a walk or do some sort of exercise. Go out in the yard and enjoy being outside. Just do some things rather than sitting and watching TV or being sedentary that would get some more steps into our days.
And you're happy to help folks with information if they need it or direct them to where they can find?
We would love to. We actually have diabetes classes in Surrey and in Allegheny County. So there are opportunities for people to get information free of charge. It's fun. You can come together as a group and meet other people who are dealing with similar situations. We always have recipe tasting, so that's fun just to try some different foods that you might not have tried before. This past week, we did a diabetes class with some holiday side dishes. And we actually made a healthier version of sweet potatoes. You can have sweet potatoes when you're a diabetic, but you do need to pay attention to the serving size. And if we can make them without all the brown sugar and the butter and the marshmallows and all the things that sometimes go on top of those sweet potatoes, they can still taste really good, but they'd just be a little bit healthier.
That's terrific. Carmen Long, as always, it's a pleasure to chat with you. I'm going to go get my overcoat now, get ready for that virtual walk through Iceland.
Good deal.
Carmen, if I don't speak to you before, happy holidays to you. And again, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Danny. Happy holidays to you as well.
Carmen Long, Family and Consumer Education Agent with Surrey and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension. Folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.